Since the early 20th century, the United States has topped the global table of gross domestic product. But according to the new Social Progress Index, this is the best country in the world, Sweden. The United States comes in sixth. The index was designed by academics from Harvard and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, together with business professionals from across the globe. It's being launched at the Skoll World Forum in the British city of Oxford. Michael Green is executive director of the Social Progress Imperative, the body behind the project.
We're not measuring economic proxies for well-being. We're measuring the things that matter to real people. Do I have enough food? Do I have shelter? Do I have access to healthcare? Do I have opportunity in my life?
Those questions are answered by measuring 12 diverse components, including nutrition, ecosystem sustainability, and personal rights, even measuring access to the internet. Britain comes in second in the index, a result that surprised Michael Green.
What Sweden and Britain do well is they combine the European model of a good social welfare system and the focus on environmental sustainability with the American model of opportunity and freedom rights and that kind of thing.
Costa Rica is 12th on the index, the highest ranked emerging economy in the world. It scores highly on components related to education and environment and on opportunity. That's thanks to its history, says Costa Rican national Roberto Artavia, director of Copper Holdings and vice chairman of the Social Progress Imperative.
124 years of continuous democracy. It has had a social inclusion institution since 1971. It has had full social security since 1941. Seems to have actually created the framework for development, social development, to take place.
The creators of the Social Progress Index insist that it's not designed to rank in terms of government spending on programs like healthcare. Co-founder Alvaro Rodriguez is chairman of the board of Compartamos, the largest microfinance institution in Mexico and Latin America.
It's not about inputs, it's about outcomes, which we're very careful in doing that, because otherwise there would be, in some way, an incentive for big governments and spend more, and that's not the case.
At 41st on the list, Ghana ranks 8 places higher than Nigeria, despite having a similar GDP. Again, SPI Executive Director Michael Green.
Nigeria is bottom of the pile on security, so you've got to tackle those kind of issues.
Green says the message for policymakers is that you can get high levels of social progress at relatively low levels of GDP. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Oxford.